Star Watch, little message series we put together on the heavens declare the glory of God. This series will be out in a couple of weeks on DVD. We're doing a rush order on getting this one done so it can be out to you because we've had a lot of response on it. And so it'll be out to you pretty quick. Today's the last message. Let's go with it. Title of today's message is, say it with me, come on, Big God. One more time, Big God. Wow, look at that, constellation of stars. Seahorse, Horsehead Nebula, okay? And they name it because it looks like a horse's head sticking up over to your right. Let's go with the message. Are y'all ready to learn and to grow? Amen? Some of the stuff that you'll see today is from a great program I saw called How Great Is Our God? Indescribable with Louis Giglio. And some of you have seen those. I really highly recommend it to you. It's a phenomenal DVD. You'll watch each one of them for about 45 minutes, and it'll just blow your mind, and you will just be taken to another level as far as your confidence and faith in a creator, an awesome God. So some of the things we'll see today, we're using some of those, but the message is us. Amen? It's our old message, and we'll pop it up here, and we'll see how we can go with it. Big God, let's go with it. Right there, that's where you live. Amen. That is your galaxy. It's called the Milky Way galaxy. Are y'all all right? You still got your golf ball? Say. Okay, don't mess with me. Here we go. If you were to count all the stars in just the Milky Way galaxy, and you could do one at one per second, it would take you over how long? 2,500 years. Just to count the stars in our galaxy. There are over 200 billion stars spread over 150,000 light years. Amen? Crazy how many stars are just in our galaxy. There we are, the size of our solar system compared to the Milky Way. See, there we are. There's our solar system, and Earth is inside that solar system, and that's the Milky Way galaxy. So the size of our solar system compared to the Milky Way is like a quarter compared to the North American continent. It's like taking a quarter, put on the North American continent. That's how small we are. Our solar system. Isn't that crazy? So throw the quarter. Can we find it? I lost it. Can we do that again? Let's try to throw the quarter. We're dropping the quarter. Here we go. Good luck. That's how small you are. That's how big God is. Y'all listening today? We have a big God, man. And we're not that big. Say that with me. We're not that big. One of my goals today is for you to know that. One more time. We're not that big. Okay? And God wants you to know that. Let's keep looking. What we're going to find in today's message on Big God. In 1977, Voyager was launched into space. Many of you will remember this and know about this. 13 years later, 1990, and 13.7 billion miles later, Voyager stopped and turned around and snapped 60 images toward planet Earth. Now get this in your mind. Each image had 640,000 pixels or dots. Do that again, Raj. That's what a pixel is, all these little dots. Each image had 640,000 pixels. And each pixel took 5.5 hours to transmit back to Earth. I mean, one right after the other. It literally took months for them to be able to put together one photograph. It's crazy. One image. Here's what that image looked like. Here's what Earth looks like 13.7 billion miles away. Show us Earth from that far out. Guess what? That's the pale blue dot. And you and I aren't that big, are we? Say. We live on that little, that's us from 13 billion miles away. Phenomenal. Incredible. Say that with me. We're not that big. Are you not feeling quite as big for your britches, sir? Huh? Say. We have a great God. Isn't it funny how we tell God what to do? Isn't it funny how we get God on our terms and we tell, you know, have you ever done that? I have. Say. I can't believe it. God didn't answer my prayers. Who are you, fool? We're not that big. Keep looking. James 4. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He shall do what? Lift you up. Speak not evil of one another. He that speaks evil of his brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law. Who made you so big anyway? And when you do that, you're judging the law. But if thou judge the law, you're not a doer of the law, but a judge. There's one lawgiver who's able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that thou judgest somebody else? You're not that big. You hearing me this morning, church? Go to now, you that say, today or tomorrow, I'll go into such a city. I'll continue there a year. I'll buy and sell. I'll get gain. I'll do what I want to do. Verse 14. Whereas you don't even know what is on tomorrow. For what's your, say it with me, life. Say it with me. It's even a vapor that appears for a little time. And say it with me, then what? We're not that big, are we? Say. We have a big God. Oh, we're just getting going here on our trip this morning. Hang on to your golf ball. Here we go. Let's take a trip. Y'all ready? Say, let's load up the family and move to Beverly. Are you ready? Come on. Here we go. Come on. Here we go. Let's do it. Let's go 93 million miles. Are y'all ready? Woo! Here we go. We're at the sun now. 93 million miles away, we're at the sun. It's incredible. Hang on here with me. It's 100 times the diameter of the earth. The sun is 100 times the diameter of the earth. Keep looking. There it is. See us at a little circle around us? We're really not that big, are we? Say, church. It takes about 8 minutes. It's 93 million miles away. It takes about 8 minutes for the sun's heat to reach the earth. Is that fast or what? You know what? That's crazy. That's like 700 million miles an hour. Some crazy number. It's incredible. Amen. Heat getting here. And too much heat didn't get you. I mean, can you believe it? Say, that far away, wouldn't you think that it would be off just a little? No, it's perfect. So you and I can exist here on this planet. You know, we're really not all that hot stuff. You understand that, don't you, say? He's the one that's all glorious. Amen? Let's give Him some praise this morning. Can we do that? Come on. Let's do that for not burning us up. Thank you, sir. Praise the Lord. Amen? Let's talk about the sun's energy. And hang in there. We're traveling this morning. Look at the sun. Look at the surface. That's actual surface shots of the sun right there. Listen to this fact. Scientists calculate that if the entire gross domestic production of the United States, we're not talking energy, we're talking the gross production of finances, dollars, the great United States of America, if everything we made, and we could get all the money from everything we made, it would take us 7 million years of earning just to run the energy on the sun for 1 second. Take that, Mr. Stingy Man, with your money. You hearing me say? Look, I got my money. I'm all big and bad. You are so pitiful, it ain't even funny. You got your big business? Give God credit for that. Praise Him for that. You hearing me? Come on. I got this. I can boss people. I can be mean to people. I can be ugly. I can use my money. Listen, oh, you've lost your mind? Our whole country takes 7 million years just to run 1 second of the sun. Fall down on your face before a holy God. That's what I'm talking about. We have a big God. We're just not that big, are we, church? Oh, I know that's ugly. Come on. Here we go. Let's really take a trip. That was only 93 million miles. That's nothing. Let's go 440 light years. A light year is 5.5 trillion miles. So we're going to go 440 of them 5.5 trillion things. Wow. Look at us. We're way out. We're at the constellation Pleiades. Wait a minute, I've heard of that. We talked about it already in this series, Pleiades. Where is it found? In the Bible. Remember Job with all his problems? All he was going through? hey, sometimes life brings you stuff you can't fix, man. And things that you just have to rely on God because I'm a big God. Okay, you can't handle it all, man. Here's what God said. Can you bind the sweet influences of Pleiades or loose the bands? I said Orion, but or Orion. Okay? This is Pleiades. Okay, look how big that star constellation is. We're not that what? Big. The answer to that question is no, you can't. I'm a big God. Okay? Trust me. Trust me with your mess, because I've got the arms that can handle all this mess. Amen? You can't do it. Keep looking. Let's go 1,000 light years out. We're traveling. Woo, this is a trip this morning, ain't it? Say, it's fun. Look at that. Where am I at now? The Vela Pulsar. 1,000 light years out. These are actual images and pictures that we're able to see. Let's go really far out to 28 million light years. Where? I mean, we're not that big, are we, church? Say, somebody talk to me this morning. I thought the world revolved around me. Newsflash, it don't. Hello? Fall on your face. Serve the Lord. Honor God. Give Him credit and praise in your life. If you have breath today, live for Him. He's an awesome God. Look at this thing. Isn't that gorgeous? Is that pretty or what? This is called, pop it up, the Sombrero Galaxy. Let's look at it again. Look, it does look like a sombrero, doesn't it? That's what it's called, the Sombrero Galaxy. Let's keep going even further. Let's go far out to 31 million light years. Wow! My head's about to bust. Look at that. That's an incredible image. It's called the Whirlpool Galaxy. Let's look at it again, Raj. Looks like a whirlpool, doesn't it? Wow. God's just incredible. We're really not that what? There are 300 to 500 billion stars right there. But all this happened, it just was a big bang explosion, and we're on this earth, on this planet. That is horrific to have that view, friend. That's a horrible view to have. To think all this happened, that you don't have a creator, that is, I tell you what, I fear for you thinking that way. You ought to give God glory and credit. If you don't understand something, don't start taking credit for some kind of something that happens with some kind of crazy view. You listening or not? Say. We have an awesome God. Give Him praise. Give Him credit for that. The heavens declare the glory of God. Romans 1 tells us, man, you cannot look out there and not know there's a God. God says you are without excuse. I'm not going to let you off the hook. He's an awesome God. God is really, say it with me, really what? One more time. God is really, really? Well, how big is it then? All right, got your golf ball? Has anybody put their golf ball down yet? Pick it up. What's wrong with you? Here we go. How do I know that God's big? Man, I've been gathering that from this little series called Star Watch. You'll see how big God is if you go outside and lift your head up and look at some stars. Wow, what an awesome God. He's incredible. Psalm 33:6, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of His mouth. We're going to learn this verse together today. Say it with me, come on. By the word of the Lord were the heavens, and all the host of them by the breath of His mouth. One more time. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of His mouth. One more time. You need this. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of His. Now here's the incredible thought. Listen to me. He breathed the heavens. Here's the incredible thought. Oh, that's incredible right there, isn't it? Say, like you see in the coal, somebody breathing like. But think about it. He breathed and all that happened. But the Bible tells me He also breathed in me. And man became a living soul. by the breath of God. You must really be special. Did you know that? Say, if he did, and all that, wow, happened, and he did that same, and you happened, and you ain't but like this, and this is like this, you must really be special. Get it? Yes or no? That's powerful, man. Keep looking. When I consider the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon, the stars, which you've ordained, what am I that you're mindful of me? And the Son of Man that you visitest him. It's incredible. You mean you breathed all that? And you care for me? You breathed into man breath and we became living beings? You did that for us? And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground. Say it with me. And breathed into his the breath of, and man became a living. Don't give credit to the devil. I came from an explosion. I came from this cell. I came from this monkey. You're lying. You're deluded. The same, wow, that did all that. And did you. That's where you came from. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. Did you know that? Say. It's incredible. And God said, let us make man in our image. After our likeness, I believe speaking to Jesus and the Holy Spirit, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over the earth, over everything that creeps upon the earth. So God created man in his own, and in the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Wow. I mean, I was just reading in my office this week, and it just hit me. I mean, you breathed, God. And all this is incredible, it's huge, it's gigantic, it's insane. You did all that with your breath, but yet you did that for little old me. That made me feel special this week. How you feeling right now? Yeah, thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. All right, now y'all ready to go with your golf ball? Got your golf ball? Golf ball's in hands? Here we go. This is where your golf ball comes in. Here we go. Come on. The sun is how far away? Okay, 93 million miles. Okay? It's 100 times the diameter of the earth. Let's learn. Hold your golf ball. Got your golf ball? You're going to love this golf ball when you get done today. You're going to say, I love this little golf ball. I'd like for you to find a special little place for this little golf ball. I know you think I'm crazy, but it's going to help you. It's going to help you. You have a big God. Someday you're going to need to pull this golf ball out and say, you know what? I have a big God. I learned I have a big God. I can make it through this mess I'm going through because I have a big God. Amen? You keep holding on that little golf ball. Here we go. If the earth were the size of a what? One more time. If the earth were the size of a... The sun then would be 15 feet in diameter. Okay? Got it? If the earth is this big as a golf ball, then the sun would be like that. Let's go a little further. Keep learning. This stuff blows my mind, so I have to put it on a screen just to read it to myself. You can put 960 Earths inside the what? One more time. You can put 960 Earths inside the sun. We are not that big. He is. Got it? Say. And don't ever forget, it would take the USA 7 million years of every earning power it had just to run the sun's energy for 1 second. Amen? So, got your golf ball? Wow, that's incredible. And the sun is only one of the billions of stars in our galaxy. And we're only one of perhaps millions or billions of galaxies. Is that incredible? Hang on to that golf ball. Wow, this is amazing. Oh, no. Come on, this is incredible. Keep going with me. Keep looking. Here we go. Let's go out further to the Betelgeuse or Betelgeuse star. Okay, Betelgeuse star. He's not this guy. Remember that guy? That ain't him. Get rid of him, all right? That's him right there, baby. Come on, let's give it up for that pretty star. Come on, that is a gorgeous, gorgeous star. Look at that. All right. Read with me. Got your golf ball? You're not bored stiff, are you? Say. Hang in here with me. Listen, got your golf ball? Here we go. If the earth were the size of a golf ball, then Beetlejuice Star would be six Empire State Buildings stacked on top of each other. We're really not that big, are we, say? Isn't God incredible? Look, how many golf balls is that? Here's another analogy. This is very important. Pay attention. It would be enough golf balls to fill the New Orleans Superdome 3,000 times. Wait a minute. Did somebody say football? Football? Yes, we did. Oh, yeah, it had to make it into the message. Can you believe a star? Listen, I'm sorry. Pray for Brett. He's old. Here we go. Come on. Listen, can you believe three golf ball full 3,000 times? A star is that much bigger than the earth. God's incredible, isn't he? Say, he's a big God. You can put 260 trillion earths inside of that star Betelgeuse. We have a big God. How are you liking your little golf ball, say? Isn't he helping you today? Isn't he becoming your friend? Reminding you of how special you are? You mean you did all that, God? And you created this small little planet? You breathed into me life? Everything is perfect. We've learned that in other messages in this series so that we can exist. I must be special. Can you say that with me? I must be. You must be. Keep looking. We're going out even further. Wow, look at that. That's the Musifi star. You know I'm using somebody else's work because you know I can't even pronounce this stuff. Amen? Herschel's Garnet Star. Let's look at it again, Raj. There it is. Come on. Isn't that beautiful? Can we just go ahead and praise the Lord again for that gorgeous star? Come on. Come on. Give him some praise today. This is incredible. Got your golf ball? Oh, yeah, now you're getting your golf ball. I see more of you with it now. Mm-hmm. Come on. Here we go. If the earth were the size of a golf ball, then Musifi would be two Golden Gate bridges placed end to end full of golf balls. That's incredible. How many golf balls would that be? 2.7 quadrillion Earths would fit inside the Musifi star. We're really not that big, are we? Say, wow. I lost it, guys. I lost it. Quadrillion? We need to understand what a quadrillion is. Ready? Because the way our Congress is going, you're going to need that number in the future. Yeah. Here we go. Lord help us. Amen. Come on. Here we go. Excuse me. Let's deal in just seconds to try to wrap our head around this, the bigness of a quadrillion. A million seconds is 12 days out. Got it? We started right now, a million seconds, it'd be 12 days later. A billion seconds be 30 years later. Okay? A trillion seconds would be almost 30,000 years later. Y'all understanding a quadrillion? We ain't got to a quadrillion yet. So a quadrillion must really be big. Oh, yeah, if you took a quadrillion seconds and started moving forward, it would be 30 million A.D. And you're telling me that star, if the earth was the size of a golf ball, it would be 2.7 quadrillion of, hold your golf ball, of these inside of that? That's a pretty big number, isn't it, say? Isn't that incredible? God's a big God. He's phenomenal. Keep looking. Pride puffs us up, and it diminishes the bigness of God. Say that with me. Pride puffs us up and it diminishes the bigness of God. One more time. Pride puffs us up and it diminishes the bigness of God. I've said it to you in this church many times. It's one of my favorite sayings. God is big on God. He ain't big on you. He's big on God. He's the only one who wants the glory, who deserves the glory, who gets the praise. Why? Because he's God and you ain't and I ain't. Amen? See, we see from this manly perspective. And we want the glory. We want the pride. We get all filled up with us. Amen? But see, God sees from this big perspective like this. And he goes, I cannot believe that sucker down there is thinking he's something. Amen? Pride puffs us up and it diminishes the bigness of God. Remember that with your little golf ball. You get full of yourself? Uh-oh, well, where's my golf ball? I got a feeling if you're married, your husband or your wife might be holding the golf ball up and showing it to you one day going, yay. Yay. Amen? Come on. Keep looking. Pride goes before destruction. A haughty spirit before a fall. These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination to him. And the first one, say it with me, a proud look. He hates it. Pride. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Uh-oh, there's a little golf ball. That's one little golf ball. Three so far? Do we have three up here? That's cool. I knew it was going to happen with a slope floor. Here we go. Here we go. Don't lose your golf ball. Come on. Let's go further out. We're not much longer. This is interesting to us. Canis Majoris, the largest known star. Say that with me. Canis Majoris, the largest known star. And you see Canis, canine. That's called the big dog star. Amen? Say that with me. The big dog star. Amen? That's a big dog right there. How big is it, preacher? All right. Get your golf ball. Here we go. If the earth were the size of a golf ball, then Canis Majoris would be the height of Mount Everest, which is almost 6 miles high. That's incredible. It's insane. How many golf balls would that be? Look at it. Look at our sun. This is our sun. Remember, the sun is 100 times the diameter of the earth. And here's Canis Majoris. You feeling a little small today, church? Yes or no? Say. Look at that. 7 quadrillion Earths would fit into this star. That is incredible. Amen? Doesn't he deserve our praise? Doesn't he deserve our worship? Church, go out and do some star watching. Go out and lift your head. It'll change you, man. It's incredible. God loves you so much. You mean he breathed all that? Yeah. And he breathed life into you. He loves you to pieces. It's incredible. Keep looking. How big is that star? It's like the state of Texas being totally covered in golf balls, the whole state, 2 feet deep. Now here's my question to you. Can you find your golf ball? Next time you think you're so big and so bad and the world revolves around you, it doesn't. Just imagine that state of Texas being totally covered, 2 feet deep in golf balls, and you think you're all that. Well, then go find your golf ball. I'm not that big. Would you say that with me? I'm not that big. He's that big. Amen? That's good for us today. Keep looking. I want you to take a little journey with me. Here we go. Just enjoy this. We got this off of the video with the Giglio. Mercury and Mars. Venus. Hey, come on, there we are. Come on. Yay, there's your golf ball. Here we are. Look. Keep an eyeball on him. Wow. Neptune. Wow, I can hardly see me. keep looking. Wow. There's the sun. Earth is long gone, by the way. By the way, that star is mentioned in the scripture, in the book of Acts, Pollux. That one as well, by the way. How you feeling with your golf ball? Uh-oh! Yay! Musifi. Wow. It's incredible. You blown away yet? I know it's a little strange, but still, come on. There's the big dog star. Praise the Lord. Where'd you go? Amen. Come on. Praise the Lord with me. Amen. Come on. Amen. Praise the Lord. Going to close the message quick. If I could have your attention, stay focused with me. Amen. So now you understand why you got the golf ball today? Don't lose your golf ball. We try not to say. We try not to take that golf ball and hit it and play with it on a golf course. I'm being serious with you. Would you take it somewhere maybe and just remember how big God is and how we're just really not that big, are we? But you know what that golf ball tells me? I'm special. To think that He did all that and yet He loves little old me. And I'm not even a dimple on that golf ball. Amen? That's incredible. Psalm 147, the song we sang, said it earlier. He tells the number of the stars. He calls them all by their names. Great is our Lord and of great power. His understanding is infinite. We have a big God, friend. A huge God. An incredible God. One last image. Also, we're able to get it from this video series that we looked at called about the creation. I want you to look at this image, okay? Remember that galaxy, yes or no? Do you remember seeing that earlier? It's called the Whirlpool what? Galaxy. The Hubble telescope takes all these pictures, okay, and sends them back, okay? But guess what? When you go to that Hubble telescope, you can look at different shots. And here's one of the shots that came from inside that humongous Whirlpool galaxy. It's called the X structure. Did you say that with me? The X structure. It was one of the shots inside of the Whirlpool galaxy. It was taken again from the Hubble Space Telescope. Now somebody tell me what that looks like. It looks like a what? It's a cross. Of course it is. It's 31 million light years away. The heavens declare the glory of God. Just as you can see in that image. What an image. The cross. Amen? It's all about Jesus. Anybody who says it's not is lying to you. Amen? All other religions, I'm going to be honest with you, dead ends. That's just ugly, ain't it? That's what the Bible says. God has one son. Let's take a test. His name was what? That's right. And is Jesus. Amen? That's who He is. This is at the core of the Whirlpool galaxy. I'm going to say something else to you. This is at the core of your Bible. It's all about the cross. Amen? I didn't do this to wow you today. Oh, wow, wow. No. We wanted to put this message together today to humble you and me. Okay? I'm not that big. We're not that big. He hates pride. But I am that special to Him. He loves me. That is the message of the Bible. Jesus Christ loves you. Jesus is the Lamb of God. He was slain from the foundations of the world for you. What's the Bible say? Revelation. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. It sounds like the stars almost. And they were saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing and every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such are under the sea, and all in them heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sits upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. That's our Savior Jesus Christ. Let's take another image. That's our Savior Jesus Christ. He loves you. Are you hearing me today? Say, he loves you. I mean, no matter where you look, the heavens declare the glory of God. Amen? You're special today. Have you received him as your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Have you accepted his love for you? The Bible says for God, let's say it together as a church. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen? Let's stand together.